Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Tuesday, July 21st. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. The Interior Department is preparing to reveal its plan for how to divide water in the Colorado River among seven states that continue to fight over it. KUNC's Scott Franz has more on what the new rules could mean for the river's future.
The feds are walking a delicate line as they decide how to move water in the dwindling river while it's drying up from historic drought. They're trying to balance the interests of states whose snowmelt feeds the river with downstream states that use the most water. Conservationist John Berggren says the federal plan is likely to make all the states unhappy.
There's been a lot of threats of litigation and reclamation trying to avoid inviting lawsuits, and so maybe by annoying both basins equally, are you kind of threading the needle enough that you don't get people initiating lawsuits?
Arizona and the lower basin are now bracing for massive water cuts, and Colorado and the upper basin are concerned their reservoirs could be drained to prop up Lake Powell. The feds are also weighing how to protect the health of the river, its fish, and tribal interests with the forthcoming plan. Scott Franz, KUNC.
A video of a bison in Yellowstone National Park tossing a tourist 8 feet into the air went viral earlier this month. Now it's helping doctors identify the man's injuries. Wyoming Public Radio's Teal Davis has more.
Grandfather Carl McDaniel is airborne and spinning after being struck by a bison in the video. Moments before being hit, McDaniel directed his 13-year-old grandson to run in the opposite direction. The grandfather dodged the bison several times by weaving through nearby trees. Montana photographer Mike McLeod filmed the encounter. He says the pair were about 120 yards from the animal. The National Park Service recommends visitors maintain a minimum of 25 yards from bison.
You know, he was trying to do the right thing, and it was very important to him.
McLeod says doctors used the video to help identify potential injuries and how McDaniel landed. The footage also reassured McDaniel, despite the poor outcome, he acted appropriately during the encounter. The grandfather is now recovering from 4 breaks in his femur in a Montana hospital. For Wyoming Public Radio and Report for America, I'm Teal Davis.
Federal funds will help pay for new passing lanes on a few Wyoming highways. The Wyoming Department of Transportation recently won 2 competitive federal grants. One will add passing lanes on U.S. Highway 20 along the Wind River Canyon Scenic Byway, as well as on parts of U.S. 20 and 26 between Shoshone and Casper. The project is funded by a $24 million federal build grant, almost $7 million from the state's infrastructure matching funds, and $1 million from the state's vehicle sales tax. The passing lane project is expected to be completed around July of 2028. Another federal fund will help YDOT identify areas in need of commercial truck parking to be done by December of 2028. When we hike, bike, or ski through the woods, wildlife often steer clear. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, a recent study suggests some animals aren't as spooked by recreators as we might imagine.
Researchers in Wyoming's Bridger-Teton National Forest set up motion-triggered speakers that played recordings of the sounds of hikers and bikers. Cameras captured how elk, deer, bears, and other animals responded. Then they added in cell phone data to estimate how many people were in different parts of the forest. Mark Dittmer is one of the researchers with the U.S. Forest Service in Fort Collins, Colorado. He says they found animals in busier spots were less likely to flee or stay on alert when they heard the recreation sounds.
In some areas, humans don't really cause this anti-predator response because some individuals, at least, no longer fear those encounters as much.
But Dittmer says it's not clear if this is because wildlife are adapting or the more sensitive critters are moving deeper into the woods. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
The Canadian helicopter pilot who died while fighting a wildfire in Colorado was honored with a memorial procession yesterday. Nicholas Dale was transported to Denver International Airport alongside a procession of emergency vehicles along the more than 300-mile route that began in the community of Montrose in southwest Colorado. The 56-year-old Dale was from British Columbia, part of a contingent of Canadian firefighters who came to Colorado to assist in battling the Gold Mountain Fire. Dale's helicopter went down on July 12th. He is one of four firefighters to lose their lives while battling Colorado wildfires since late June. The procession went to Grand Junction, then proceeded along Interstate 70 through Glenwood Springs, Vail, and Silverthorne before arriving in Denver. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. Park County recently hosted a lot of birds and their riders. The Cody Enterprise reports the Vintage Birds chapter of Bluebird Wander Lodge RVs held a rally at the fairgrounds. The Bluebird Bus Company made the older homes that have a cult following. Attendees came from across the country and even Canada. Cheyenne residents have a new set of trails to get out and explore. The Wyoming Tribune Eagle reports the Belvoir Ranch Open Space Trail System has been in the works for 23 years. During the ribbon cutting, a memorial stone was placed near the trailhead in honor of former Cheyenne City Council member Scott Roybal, who died in September and had championed the plan. The 13-mile trail network also includes an accessible universal trail. Cheyenne Regional Medical Center has received six American Heart Association Get With The Guidelines Achievement Awards. They recognize the center's commitment to following up-to-date research-based guidelines for the treatment of stroke and heart failure. And a new time capsule in Cheyenne went into the ground at the Capitol Building on the 4th. It won't be opened until July 10th, 2090, which will be Wyoming's bicentennial. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What and where is Wyoming's Little Switzerland? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what president named Devil's Tower as the country's first national monument? Devil's Tower was designated as the first national monument in the U.S. on September 24, 1906 by President Theodore Roosevelt. Congratulations to Robbie Chambers, the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join us again tomorrow.